Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
I think it's fair enough to say that nobody ever saw one of the consequences of lockdown being children moving out of the classroom into outdoor learning situations. But primary schools up and down the country are now developing outdoor classrooms. In an era when digital technology is prevalent, researchers report that outdoor learning promotes cognitive development, critical thinking and social benefits for children. Our reporter Maura Fay has visited one school which is a leader in this area and she joins us now. It really is funny, isn't it, on the day when the two of us are complaining about the cold that we should be talking about outdoor classrooms. What exactly is outdoor education?
Well, Philip, at its most basic level, outdoor education is any learning that takes place outside. We know in this era of climate change, there's huge emphasis on learning about things like the environment, sustainability and nature. Interestingly, a report last year by the social enterprise organisation Biodiversity in Schools found that 46% of teachers no longer have nature tables in their classroom.
Really? Yeah. God. I thought it was a staple of every classroom, but go on.
Well, I visited Carlow Educate Together. It's a primary school on the outskirts of Carlow town and has over 400 pupils. The school actually won a Nature Hero Award last year, which recognises excellence in education in nature. I met one of the teachers at the school, Claire Keohan, and she showed me one of their outdoor classrooms.
We want our teachers, I suppose, and our children outside, but unfortunately the weather in Ireland doesn't always match that. So what we've done here is created an outdoor classroom. So just a roofed structure, kind of you could call it a shed, I guess, a fancy shed, with seating and whiteboard and spaces just for the kids to come and learn in a different environment.
It's not just this outdoor classroom here, this fancy shed. You also have a geodome. There's also chickens that the kids look after. Can you tell me about some of the other things that you have?
Yeah, so like we mentioned, you have the chickens and the children just love, I suppose, just even walking past them, feeding them little scraps. Some of them get the responsibility of minding them, which is fantastic. They mightn't have a pet at home. And they really love that. They can't wait to get to fifth class and hope that they get on that team. And the responsibility of that is brilliant. Great learning and caring for something and the empathy for the animal as well. Kind of can be worked as a little mini business as well, so they can look at costings and selling the eggs maybe. Now often they just bring them home. Sometimes we cook with them. We also got a very fancy geodome. Not lots of schools aren't fortunate enough to have, but it's fantastic space. It just makes everything better, even music acoustically. Just a change up of scenery can make such a difference in the trees all around it. So even on the worst day, you can be out there nice and cosy. We were out there recently in really bad frost and the art that the frost was creating was just fabulous. So you can go out and just be inspired. Do lots of other things. We have an outdoor kitchen as well if you feel like cooking outside, barbecuing. Sometimes the odd time we do s'mores. So we just have lots of different areas that we've built on over the years.
The weather isn't always great here in Ireland, but you mentioned there the frost. So did the children be out regular? Did they be out in all weathers?
Listen, if it's a beautiful sunny day, everybody will be out. If it's not so beautiful and it's a grey, miserable day, some will be out. Some of us are, you know, more passionate than others about getting them out, or some of us just can because of smaller classes. But we do our best to get out and get them moving. I know when I'm in mainstream with a whole class, if they haven't gotten out at yard time, your afternoon is very long and the kids are very, you know, restless. So we'd always even try to get out even just for a quick run across. If you dart through the rain, you get over here, you're sheltered. Even that 20-minute break in a different environment, do some art, do some music, do whatever it might be. Bit of circle time, anything, and back into the class, and then they've had that break and they're learning better than back in the class as well.
Claire Keohan there. By coincidence, Maura, my own kids were in one of the first outdoor classrooms a couple of years ago. I thought it was going to be a recipe for distraction with everybody looking at the clouds and the birds and the sheep in the field behind the school. But that novelty wore off very, very quickly, and normal classwork and education was just what it ended up being completely about. In this school, did the children seem to enjoy learning outdoors?
Well, unsurprisingly, Philip, they really enjoy it. Some of the pupils told me about the things that they learnt about, including what they learnt on a recent field trip to the River Barrow, which is a 10-minute walk from the school.
I'm Ira and my age is 10.
Ira, we're here in the Polytunnel. What kind of things do you learn about when you're in here?
We learn lots of stuff. It's really just amazing. We learn how the plants grow, when they start to grow, and then we harvest them. And we've made ketchup and our own chips from the plants and fruit that grow in here. And it's just really amazing being out here. We do lessons, we have gardening clubs in here, and it is just absolutely amazing how fast everything grows.
Hi, I'm Isabella, and I'm 9 years old.
Isabella, you recently took a trip down to the River Barrow. Tell me about what you learned down there.
We learned about water safety, and if Claire fell in the water, she would have to lie on her back so we could try pull her out of the water. And then we learned about if the water was polluted or not. It was just the water's reflection. And we picked up some rubbish on the way with our litter pickers and with gloves, and we put them all in a trash bag.
And your teacher, Claire, didn't fall into the river. We should point that out.
Yeah, she didn't. It was just like an example.
Hi, I'm Cody. I'm 9 years old.
Cody, when you were down at the River Barrow, tell me what you learned about trees down there.
We learned about like how they really gave us oxygen and O2, and it's just helps us live if you plant more trees.
So you learned how important they are to the environment. And what kind of trees did you learn about?
Birch trees and oak trees.
Do you prefer being outdoor learning, or do you prefer being in the classroom?
Outdoor learning, because you're able to do lots of stuff outside and play soccer on the grass and stuff. But in the classroom, you just sit down and do work.
My name's Kriya, and I'm 11.
Kriya, what kind of things have you been doing when you've been out here in the outdoor classroom, or in the polytunnel, or with the chicken coop?
In the chickens, normally we'll help them and we'll clean them out. Some people, we do a little roster and we get their eggs then, and we're able to give them water and everything. And in the outdoor classroom and stuff, we do reading, and sometimes we do our maths out there.
You also learn about planting and growing things as well.
Yeah. Lots of the time, we always, when I was in Claire's class, we get little plants, and then we used to leave them in our classroom window, and then we would bring them out all here, and then we would plant them out here, and then we could see how much they grow.
What's the most interesting thing you've grown?
We grew pumpkins one year.
Oh, really? Yeah. For Halloween?
Yeah.
And were you able to carve them then?
Yeah, some of them. Some of them were quite small, but some of them we got to carve.
And tell me about the chickens. Do you have many chickens?
Yeah, we have a good few. I think we have eight or something.
And do they lay many eggs this time of year?
Yeah, a few of my friends, they got 7 eggs in one day the other day. And some of them, we have really mini chickens as well, and the eggs are teeny as well.
It's not just about nature walks and animal husbandry and horticulture, though. There's normal classes taught outside as well. How do the teachers feel about losing control of the class?
Well, that's something I asked one of the teachers at the school about. Susan Keating is a strong advocate of outdoor learning, and she says its effect on children's behaviour is not what you might initially expect.
Initially, when we start, there is that kind of hurdle that you have to jump over. You in the classroom, you're confined, and you feel a little bit more in control. But when you come outside, there are no walls. And you feel that the children will go wild, but it's actually the opposite. Because they have no boundaries, they have no borders, they engage more with what you're trying to tell them. And the level of energy calms. It's kind of counterintuitive, but they are more calm when they're outside than when they're inside. So they engage more with what we're trying to teach them. They engage with the sounds that are around them. They become more observational. They become more aware of where they are, who they're with, what's happening around them, than they are when they're in the classroom.
Is it something that you'd like to see more schools getting involved with?
Absolutely, and more encouragement from higher levels, because the kids become more, they take ownership of what they're doing, so they become more involved in the school community. So it's not just what we did in third class, it translates to fourth class, fifth class, sixth class. So they take care of their surroundings. They become more protective of the schoolyard. Though that's our garden, you can't go in there just to run around, but you can go in there and smell the herbs and look at the veg and observe what's happening there in a very quiet way. So they become the kind of the security around the garden themselves, because they take ownership of it.
Teacher Suzanne Keating there. And the other fringe benefit to this, Maura, is there's a much less complaints about the cold when they get home. I'm turning the heating up. Maura Fey, thank you very much. Still to come on the programme between now and 12, the Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi is in Ireland today against a backdrop of rising geopolitical tensions. Avian flu, 60,000 birds to be culled and all poultry everywhere to be housed. What causes acne? What can you do about it? And Bowie gets the RTE concert orchestra treatment. All that between now and 12, as I say. But after the break, we're going to be talking about housing.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.